The Holy Bible is not vague on the issue of pornography. The Word of God clearly condemns all forms of adultery. Pornography, whether it be hard porn or soft porn, leads men into adultery. Notice in Matthew 5:28, the words with her. A woman who dresses immodestly is guilty of adultery, as much as the man who committed the act in his mind. Jesus condemned the Pharisees for their dirty minds. He said, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousnesses shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 5:20, 27, 28. Jesus Christ clearly implied that the Pharisees were guilty of many sins, even though they were self-righteous in their own eyes. They hadn't actually been caught physically killing anyone, but they were filled with murderous hatred in their minds. The scribes and Pharisees hadn't actually been caught in the act of adultery, but they were dirty-minded perverts. Pornography is highly pure evil. People who watch these things are defiling their own bodies. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? All those who watch pornography are speaking the obscene language of Satan, opening themselves to demons of lust and perversion. Once these demons invade your space, will create a bond between you and them. If you don't stop, this bond will get strong enough to the level of full possession. They will live in you, and you will carry those demons wherever you go. They will steal your will by making pornography the center of your life. And falling into pornography again and again, you will find yourself unable to stop, and this poison will cover your soul totally, becoming a corrupted soul for Satan and his kingdom of darkness.
First 5 minutes after you die, man is the only creature that knows he's going to die, and he's trying desperately to forget the fact that he's going to die. And if you mention death, there are people who will get a little nervous, and they will change the subjects very much like you do with your channel changer on television. They don't want to think about death.
Is a real place. Men may laugh and they may make jokes about the existence of such a place as hell. Natural instinct is either to ignore it, to not think about it whatsoever, or to deny it.
Thank you. I tell you, when I face God, and I'm going to face him, I'm going to have to give an account for the way I preach. I'd much rather God save me, amen. When you preached on hell, you took my word too literally. I'd much rather him say that to me than, Adrian, when you preached on hell, you explained it away. And you did not take my word seriously. I'm going to preach it like God wrote it. Like God wrote it. Here is a man who said, I am tormented in this flame. Don't water that down. Don't try to explain that away. It's a place of sensual misery. It's a place of emotional misery. In verse 25, Abraham says to this rich man, son, remember, you will carry your memory to hell. Psychologists tell us we never, never forget anything. Nothing. You say, oh, I've forgotten many things. They're stored in your brain. Push the right button, they'll come back. You go to hell, you will remember. You will remember every lie you ever told, every dirty joke, every time you took God's name in vain, every gray hair you gave your mother, every wrinkle you pinched in your father's brow. You will remember. You will remember that people prayed for you and begged you and pled with you to come to Christ.
Who's going there? Who's going to hell? All right, the Pharisees said to Jesus, Lord, are there few that are going to be saved? Now listen to me quickly, clearly. I'm going to make a statement, listen to it. The majority of mankind is going to hell. I'll say it again. The majority of the population of the earth is going to hell. You look at New York City. Oh, by the way, they asked Jesus that. Are there going to be many that be saved? You know what Jesus said? Listen to me. Enter in. He's answering this question. Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which are going to in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that will find it. Few. The majority are going to hell. Do you know that there were only four people saved out of Sodom and Gomorrah? Lot and his wife and his two daughters? Do you know when God destroyed the earth, there were only eight souls saved? The Bible says, 1 Peter 3:20, wherein few, that is, only eight souls were saved by water. Only eight souls were saved out of the whole population of the world. John wrote, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in darkness. The whole world lies in darkness. All right, who's going to hell? First of all, I said the majority of the population is going to hell. And then in Revelation, would you turn to Revelation 21:8? These are the obvious ones that are going to hell. Then we'll go to the ones that are not so obvious. I'm going to preach 1 hour tonight, but you're going to get this good. Who's going to hell? I wonder if you find yourself in this list. Oh, God put his holy...